This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Now, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia.
Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor.
If we don't move in our own direction, we're going to become extinct. In fact, in some cases, we're close to being extinct right now.
Presented by the law offices of Pond, Lehocky, Stern, Giordano. Talk, listen, and speak to the region's most influential leaders. It's Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor.
Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's a Philadelphia Labor special, J-Doc, and it is an absolute perfect way to bring Veterans Week to a close as we come to you from down at the Sheet Metal Workers Auditorium. What a spectacular event on display in front of a packed house. I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely, Joe. This is labor at its best. If you know, you always say radio is how do you say it?
The theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. If you could just see this crowd, and it's for the Lift a Vet event that they do every year, Local 5. Ed Loomis does a phenomenal job with the charity. All the unions in the city do a tremendous job. And what it is each of the unions have boxers and there's different exhibitions. They're three rounds, 2-minute rounds each. Great competition, but all for a tremendous cause.
Yeah, and this is the time of year, J-Doc, and I'll take your cue where I ask the audience to, if you're listening to us on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, you've heard me say this before, close your eyes for a moment and imagine what it would be like if there were no unions. That's how powerful and that's how impactful the union community is. This is just one of many events. This Absolutely. Is a spectacular event, and from the crowd and the support, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And let's, you know, Joe, if there was no unions, there would be no event here today. And I'm ecstatic to bring into the program a couple of our tremendous labor people. We have the business manager of Ironworkers Local 401, Kevin Boyle here. Kev, how are you?
All right. How about yourself? Great. I appreciate you letting me on today.
Nice to have you here, Kevin.
Always great to have you. And we have Joe Mathis, who's an executive board member of Ironworkers Local 401, and who's also training a couple of the fighters here. Joe, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you guys. Tell me what this event means to the local and our union community as a whole, Kevin.
Well, anytime we can get together with all unions in the city like this, I mean, this is a packed house. You can't move in this place. And these are all union people and union families. And anytime we get together to raise money for our vets is 100% unbelievable. And like I said, Local 5 does an outstanding job. And not only that, every other local that supported this in here. It's just an honor to be here and contribute.
And Joe, you're training one of the fighters, and obviously this is an event that's important to you every year. You train a lot of fighters and fight, you know, at a lot of different events. What is the difference between normal events and an event like this where you're giving back?
Well, this is a big event. The fighters really like coming here and being able to fight on this. And you know, it's just great to be able to give to the vets, like you said, man. The guys are running a great show here. I'm just glad to be a part of it, you know.
And the competition, you know, you're a veteran in the boxing community here in Philadelphia, well known. Talk about the competition that we're seeing here.
Well, it actually gets pretty stiffer than a lot of the regular amateur bouts you see, because you get union against union, yeah. And you get a lot of guys with not a lot of experience. A lot of guys fighting today, this is their first fight, and they're just representing their unions because that's what they want to do, and they're going against other unions, and they get fired up about it. And some of these fights are really intense. When you watch the action, it's really, really good show to watch.
There's 20 fights on the card, 3 2-minute rounds, and as J-Doc and had expressed when we first came on, it is just an incredible packed house here at the auditorium. Kevin, let me take you away outside of this event for a moment and get you to comment on why the union community takes the pressure on their shoulders to give back in so many different ways. This is one example of so many. Tell us why.
Well, first of all, it's when you talk about what we give back, we never ask ourselves what we have to do to give back to the communities. And that's one thing about a union in this city or just outside the city, is we never ask for any kind of accolade or anything to give. We always are looking for anybody that needs help, any kind of working man or anybody's down on their luck. We're always trying to help. Well, we don't go out and look for it. We just do it. And that's what the union is all about. We're all about getting together, being one big happy family. And hey, listen, not all the time do we get along, but the bottom line is, when any time, like, say we need support somewhere, this is where we all come together. We all put our egos aside and we all come out to support any kind of thing that we do in the city of Philadelphia.
And the thing is, as well said, Kev, what I love about it also is, you know, and we talk about it a lot on the show, labor. Now, look, there's a tremendous synergy with labor and our veteran community. So, I mean, a lot of our members were veterans, have, there's a great affinity with the community. But the one thing that people don't understand is that we do get involved in causes that in many ways are not, you know, it's not about just our members. It's not just about labor. Is that the spirit that we spread across the city of Philadelphia?
Yeah, and it's more so in a, I'm going to say, recognized area where, you know, when a lot of these big philanthropy and everything, they all, and they're looking for the accolades and
right.
everything, where we don't. We just look for the support.
And I'll say that for sure. I had to drag you up here to get you on the microphone because you're in there. But it's well said, Kev. So talk about our fighter, you know, the iron worker that you're training. I know we got a good competitor there.
Well, yeah, there's something else I wanted to say. You
sure.
touched on it about the veterans and the union and the labor movement, how many
sure.
guys are vets. There's always been a relationship between sports, especially boxing, and labor. Over the years, over the centuries, it's always been a lot of the boxers are all lower class, middle class guys that are fighters, and there's always been a connection there. And our guys are ready today. We got Chucky's an old head iron worker, 45 years old, who just wants to do it for a kick. And then we got a young fighter, Nick. He's one of my fighters. He's got a few fights under his belt. He's gonna put on a good show. Watch him.
Well, I'll tell you, if anybody's here, I mean the fights are awesome. You know, guys, listen. Want to thank you both for obviously being a part of the broadcast and continued good luck and thanks for everything you're doing. Joe, wishing our fighter well today, and I just want to say great job to both of you.
I just want to have a shout out and let everybody have it safe and happy holidays through everything. And listen, if anybody is struggling with opioids or anything, please get in contact with somebody through the trades or anything like that, because that's another thing that we are working on that we keep to ourselves. But that's a big epidemic, and every day that we can come out and talk about that is a good thing.
And, you know, we have Buddy Osborne, a good friend of both of yours, who does the Rock Ministry that's making such a big difference. He's the chaplain up at the building trades. Joe, you know Buddy really well. Buddy's been involved in the boxing trade for a long time, and, you know, making a difference in the community in regards to the opioid epidemic and anybody who's down on their luck. So well said. Good stuff, Joe.
Great opening segment as we come to you from A Lift for a Vet here on Saturday Night Live. This is Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor. We'll take a commercial break. When we come back, Ed Loomis will join us right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Thank you.
I won't participate on behalf of ourselves here at Local 98 or the Philadelphia Building Trades in conversations that are purely dominated on social issues that don't affect our jobs.
And back here on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. A special broadcast today, J-Doc. You heard from our opening segment and from the throng of people that are around us at the auditorium, at the Sheet Metal Workers Auditorium. A spectacular event. We're going to bring in the gentleman, or spectacular event. We're going to bring in the gentleman who is the author, who is the passion, the fuel, and the creator of what is a spectacular event.
Absolutely, it's my absolute pleasure to bring into the broadcast the organizer, the individual who founded this event, and also the charity Lifting a Vet, former business manager of Local 5 and an international organizer, Ed Loomis. Ed, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. I can't thank you guys enough for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be here today.
Well, let me say this. We can't thank you enough. Joe Krause started off the broadcast by talking about radio is theater of the mind. If people out there listening around the Delaware Valley could actually see the absolute, spectacle of what's going on here, it's just unbelievable. First of all, if you will, tell our listeners a little bit about what the event is about.
Local 5 Elevator Constructors 8 years ago started a charity. We were part of a charity called Homes for Our Troops. And we were helping out. They were renovating houses for veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, after 2 or 3 years of doing that, they realized it was cheaper to build a new house, a rancher, than try to adapt an older house. So when they did that, they didn't really need our services anymore. So we got together with our membership and we said, listen, there's too many veterans from the Second World War, the Korean War, especially now the Vietnam War, who are having to move out of their houses because they've over the years they can't get up and down the steps. So we changed our goal from Homes for Our Troops to Lift for a Vet. So now what we do, we raise money. Any veteran, as long as they were honorably discharged by this country, if they come to us and we find out that they're in need, we will purchase a wheelchair lift, a stair chair, or even an elevator. And so far, in the 8 years that we've been doing it, we were able to help out 194 veterans.
Wow.
From Boston, Massachusetts, all the way out to San Clemente, California.
And the proceeds of events just like this one are what make it happen?
Without a doubt. Every penny we raise, there is no overhead whatsoever. We buy, maintain, and install the equipment at no cost to the veteran. It's all done by what we raise today and what we raise. In the spring, we have a golf outing. So far, or last year, we raised $130,000.
That's incredible. And you donate the labor.
And we donate the labor between our active members and our retirees. They donate the labor. And then if it's out of the area, we call our sister locals, whatever city they're in. We buy the equipment, ship it out there, and our brothers out and those locals out there will install the equipment at their no charge to them. They donate their time also.
Wow. And Loomis is joining us here on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Listening on the radio now, you can hear an incredible amount of background noise and cheer and activity. Ed, I want to get you to comment on the way this event started. You could literally hear a pin drop from the ceiling in this auditorium. It was that stone quiet when it all started earlier today.
Well, we're fortunate. We have our local up in New York. They have a bagpipers band. They came down for this is the third year. They come down, they open up our ceremonies with the bagpipers, the AOH, Division 25 Honor Guard. They come in, present the colors. We're so fortunate having Rock Ministry come in with a prayer. Then we go in for a 10 count.
And the 10 count was so emotional.
For all the our veterans who passed away, our active military, and for all the Union brothers and sisters who have passed away. and then the local one bagpipers go on to play Amazing Grace.
And the amazing thing, like Joe said, that you could have heard a pin. Like you have 1,000 people in here, and there's 1,000 people, and you could have heard a pin drop during the 10 count. It was such an emotional thing.
J-Doc, 1,000 might be what's posted as the capacity. I would say there might be a little bit more in here.
Right.
It's a full house
standing,
for sure.
Standing room only. Let me say this. One of the things, we've had Ed on the show before, and one of the things that was the most emotional that we've ever really talked about was, Ed, you have said to us here that your biggest fear has always been not having the funds to be able to provide for somebody in need.
Well, before this started, we actually ran out of money a month ago of the $130,000 we had raised last year. We actually got down to zero. We were able, through our distributor, be able to buy the equipment on an IOU because we told them the event that we are having.
Wow.
Because, like I said, as what started out in the tri-state area charity has gone throughout the country. And with the internet now, we get at least 3 requests a week.
And it's incredible. And let's talk about the building. First of all, Gary Messina and Local 19 for a great job.
If I could, what I'd like to do personally is thank Local 19, Gary Messina. The last 2 years we had it out at Katie O'Donnell's in the Franklin Mills Mall.
Right, I was at one of them. Great.
The problem we had with that, we were playing Russian roulette every year.
Yeah, with the
weather.
We
never knew what the weather was going to be.
Right.
Gary heard about our dilemma. He opened up his hall and donated this whole hall for us. What makes this union so great in the tri-state area, like I said, it's not Local 5, the elevator constructors. We go to the electricians. We go to the carpenters. We go to the tin knockers, to the cement masons. We're on a project that we need help from another trade. They don't hesitate one bit to donate the time, the labor. And if it wasn't for this event, without the unions, we couldn't do nothing. Without the support of every union, the firefighters, to the tin knockers, to the electricians, to the carpenters, to the iron workers, they open up their wallets and they open up their hearts.
And how about Judge Pat Dugan, huh?
Oh, Pat Dugan is phenomenal. What he does for the veterans is phenomenal. And it's the third year in a row he donates his whole day for this.
And how about the fighters? Unbelievable competition.
Not only do these guys work 8 hours, 10 hours a day, they've been in the gym since May working out to get ready for this fight.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, want to commend you on a tremendous job. Thank you on behalf of everybody here. You're doing incredible. And I was at a couple of those other events. Unbelievable. It's just getting better every year.
Well, we just like to thank the true American heroes of this country. They're not the baseball players. They're not the football players.
Absolutely.
They are the men and women of this country who served in our armed forces. On the bottom of my heart, thank you, every one of them, because they are the true American heroes.
Well said. Ed Loomis, international organizer. Elevator Constructors Union.
Thank you. Well done by Ed Loomis. We're going to talk to somebody from Costello Boxing when we come back. It's Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor. And we're going to talk to one of the fighters when we come back.
All right, sounds good.
I believe there's room, okay, for the national building trades, the local building trades, that have partnerships with the Trump administration as it pertains to energy, as it pertains to infrastructure, as it pertains to the undocumented worker.
I'm back here on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you from down at the Sheet Metal Workers Auditorium. What a spectacular day it has been, J-Doc. And we're glad to be able to tell the Delaware Valley about an event that is playing in front of a packed house. And you heard Ed Loomis describe for us, J-Doc, what Lift a Vet is all about.
Right.
This segment's going to be a little... we're going to have some fun with this segment.
We're going to have the players on right now.
We're going to have the major players. Tim Costello is going to join us from Costello Boxing. But before we do that, we grabbed one of the fighters, Carlos Medina, who had just won. It was just announced the winner in his match, and he joins us. Carlos, how are you, my good friend? How are you?
I'm doing great.
First of all, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you.
Introduce yourself. Tell us what local you're from.
My name is Carlos Medina. I'm from Local 623 as Teamsters. If people are not familiar with it, it's UPS. I'm a truck driver for UPS.
Awesome.
And I'm honored to be here. It's a great time. And I'm happy to come out with the win.
And that's the thing. It's unbelievable competition, man.
Yeah.
How long do you train for a fight like this?
Oh, well, I started in June. And the way I got in it was because my son, I signed him up to Jack Costello Boxing Gym. And Jim here is actually the one who told me about the Renner fight. And I was,
have you ever boxed before?
No.
Wow.
No, I
tell people the difference, you know, from watching and thinking, you know, hey.
Oh, it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
It's a completely different ball game. It's one thing from screaming it at a TV, telling them to scream, punch, do everything, but it's a different atmosphere when you're in that ring. You constantly got to be moving, constantly got to be thinking about what your next three punches are, what your next three steps are, because you never know. There's one good blow you can get, and that's it.
Carlos Medina joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. He's got his belt, so a first time in the ring, and he's got a belt. More important, I think, and I can already feel your passion coming through the headset, is why you fought today. It's on your chest. There's real meaning behind. Everyone is in the room. Tell us about it for you.
Well, to me, is I actually have a mutual friend with my wife. His name is Kevin McCluskey. He's a veteran that actually lost his legs in Iraq. He's here tonight because the sponsor for me, and I'm doing it because why not? They fought for our country. Why not fight for them? Give them a little charity back. Sponsor them. Do whatever I can to support them. It's a great country that we live in. Why not?
Fantastic.
Carlos Medina joining us here after a great victory. Carlos, stay right there. I want to introduce Tim Costello, who is with us. Tim, this event is, in one word, spectacular. I don't know where else to go with it other than to give you the microphone and give you an open opportunity to talk about it. Well done.
This event, it is spectacular. It's a worthy cause. When the elevator guys came to us and Tommy Dooley out of 542, 10 years ago, it was a union fight for life. And basically that's what we were doing, was raising money for veterans. And then Local 5... next thing you know, they're doing this thing for the lift for a vet, with putting lifts in, chairs, whatever they need. And they, you couldn't help but say yes.
All right.
How about that? All right. Tim, I'll tell you.
My dad. If you have issues, that's a great office to go see. Him and his dad were tired.
Is Korean vet?
I get emotional.
Hey.
A lot of people in his family were veterans. So this
my dad was a Korean War vet. I had cousins in Nam. My uncles in the World War. How can you not do it?
This battle was stopped by the referee.
We started our gym for my dad. He passed before he could do it. So whenever the vets or anybody need something, we're there. It doesn't matter what you are.
And then turn his face for a photo, please.
But the vets are special.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty much what I got.
Tim Costello joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Jumped all in to help author and create what is an event going on at the Sheet Metal Workers Auditorium. A lift for a vet, J-Doc. Is the end result of all of the proceeds that will be raised today.
Absolutely, and Tim's passion and Carlos's passion, it tells you what it's all about. And let me say this, that is a universal feeling in this room right now.
Yeah.
So many people care about what we're doing. We talked about the 10 count
right.
And how emotional that is. And we just want to thank you, Tim, and let me say this, and Carlos and all the fighters for making this happen, because the unions are obviously a huge part of the operation, but it can't be done without the fighters and the commitment to professional gyms like yourself, who are making a huge difference in the lives of and those disabled vets who need, like you just heard Ed Loomis. Ed Loomis said they're running on an IOU, man, without this event.
Right.
And his biggest fear is that they'll run out of money and won't be able to help somebody. So, Tim, I want to thank you and Jack Costello Roofing, or, I mean, Boxing. For everything that you do.
It's funny because I started out as a roofer.
And there's a lot of roofers here.
Yeah.
But it
is what it is, brother. And, you know, we got to do what we got to do for not just our veterans, but the whole community and the way this country is today. We got to stay united.
Absolutely.
Tim Costello.
And that's where it's at.
Thank
you,
Costello, joining us. Carlos,
thank you.
I want to give
you, Tim.
Thank you.
Carlos, I want to give you last word on this segment before we go to a break. Tomorrow, you go back to work. You put the uniform on. You go back to the UPS truck, and you start grinding again. How long will this memory stay with you after today?
Until next year when I compete again. That's why I'm going to do it every year. Every time when I can to support our veterans, I'm going to do it every time, whatever I can.
Well said.
Gentlemen,
by
thank you.
Medina, Tim Costello.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. We'll take our final break here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Back in a moment.
I'm the coming out of step with them guys, okay? And I was a treasure of the Democratic Party. You know, I've been a loyal Democrat my whole life. But I've told people, and it hasn't just, like I told you, it just didn't resonate with this election. If you look at the last few years, I've been telling people we have to become a little bit more individual. We have to be more of our own brand.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do a better job at becoming a business.
And back here on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you on Talk Radio 1210. WPHD, along with J-Doc M. Krause, broadcasting from the Sheet Metal Workers Auditorium. And if you learned anything about this event, J-Doc, it was evident when Tim Costello spoke in our last segment.
Absolutely. Very passionate, committed, unbelievable. You know, just an emotional day, but such a great day. And we're happy to have on the show Tom Dooley of the Operating Engineers Local here in Philadelphia. Tom, welcome to the broadcast.
How are you?
It's great to have you. Tom, tell us about what this event means to labor and your union.
What our connection is, a lift for a vet. Local 5 does a lift for a vet. We put lifts in veterans' homes. And that's all we do. It's one charity. We don't get involved in a lot of our stuff. And what the Operating Engineers do is we put the ramps in. And we dig handicap ramps and things like that to get in veterans' houses. Any veteran that needs a lift, stair lift, like an acorn stair lift, we put them in for free. And that's all they got to do is be a veteran. And that's what this charity's about.
Tom, can I ask you to describe how challenging it is?
Well, we just had a big.
How challenging it is for a veteran who is in need of a lift or who is in need of a chair. Very, very tough for them to deal with not having it.
Older veterans from the Korean War or World War II, they could be in a hospital and they can't go home until there's a lift put in their house. So we get over there and put the lifts in. And then after the veterans pass away, their family calls us and we go back and get them. Recycle them and try to put them in another veteran's house. That's what it's all about. This is Korean War vets, World War II guys that live in row homes that can't get upstairs anywhere we got, and that's what we do.
And this charity originated, like you said, with Ed Loomis and Local 5, but so many unions like yourself and the unions that are involved here today just participating and raising the money to make sure, you know, you guys, you know, Operating Engineers and Local 5 are donating the time and the labor, but raising the money for the actual lift.
We put the lifts in. My brother-in-law is actually a retired member of Local 5. He does most of the measuring. Measuring is very important to do it right. We order the lift and we put it in. The secret to this thing is we got guys from all trades fighting this event that have been training for 3 months. They're regular Joes. They never boxed. And they fight in this event in order to raise money for this thing. It's unbelievable. I mean, you know, back when this thing started, we had 50-year-old guys fighting this thing. And now because work is so busy, young guys are coming through. And Costello Boxing Club is the one that trains them all summer and puts it all together and sanctions the fight. This is a USA Boxing sanctioned event.
And that's the the thing about this is big time. Right. It's a sanctioned by.
This isn't just me saying you fight you, you fight you. This is a sanctioned USA boxing event that costs money, so it's safe for our guys. 16-ounce gloves. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. And that's what we do. And these guys that fight are total heroes to us. Tradesmen with four or five kids that decide to work out and fight.
Some of these guys have never fought a day in their
life. Most of these guys never fought.
And yet the competition's unbelievable.
Right. Once you have the 16-ounce gloves and they've been training, they do a great job.
J-Doc, the fighter.
God bless them for all going in there.
The fighter who just competed, as we talk to Tom, is 275 pounds.
Yeah.
Lean tall, is lean, and mean. Solid.
I mean, yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, and that guy, by the way, the guy who got in that ring with him, my God. You know, I tribute to both of those guys.
And he's an operating engineer. The big, tall, lean guy's an operating engineer. And be honest with you, I would have never fought him.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know how they got that other guy.
In a million years, I wouldn't have fought him, even in my heyday. I mean, I'm 61 now. I would have never fought that guy.
Tom, listen, I want to thank you for joining us on the broadcast and for everything you guys are doing for Lift the Vet. Just an unbelievable thing that you guys do with the operating engineers and
keep
as well as the event.
Next year, we're going to need a bigger room. This room is going to be too small. Next year, we'll probably be at the convention center.
Absolutely.
This thing's going to grow and grow and grow. The work is so good. The young guys are coming out of the woodwork, and we're going to need a bigger room.
That's Tom Thule from the Operating Engineers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks, Doc.
You got it, my man.
Good stuff, J-Doc. Today, Tommy, nice job. Well done. And J-Doc, wow, what an action-packed show we had today here on the broadcast. Unbelievable stuff.
Oh, my God. This is what the labor community is all about here in Philadelphia. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here. Ed Loomis, an unbelievable. This thing is like Tom Dooley just said. This is growing every year. And like he just said also, the competition's unbelievable. Like, this isn't just a bunch of guys out there, you know, dancing.
We have 2 minutes left until we come to the end of Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I thought it would be best served for us to just recap, if we can, and I'll let you do the honor, J-Doc. Let the audience know what's going on here. It is really incredible.
It's like Joe, you always say, it's the theater of the mind. Down here at Local 19, Sheet Metal Workers Local Union, what an unbelievable spectacle. There's 20 fights with representing each of the unions, the fighters from each of the unions. They're each fighting three rounds, two-minute rounds for the charity Lift the Vet. And there's so many great people here that want to support, to be entertained. There's some great athletic spectacle events here, and at the same time raising money for a tremendous charity, and I can't thank Labor enough for making a difference. What a great job. It's growing every year.
It's Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all presented by Pond Lahaki, Stern, and Giordano. We're powered by our good friends at the Sonesta Hotel. We're fueled by Teladoc, and we're driven by Jim Stevenson and Chapman Ford. And somewhere out in this crowd, I'm sure you'll find Jim Stevenson. He has been supporting this event, and he has been supporting the labor community, J-Doc, for 33 years. The thing I love most about Jim Stevenson, he lives what I believe. The answer's yes. What's the question? Every single time.
And he'd be in the right place, because that's a common spirit here in this room. I want to thank Kevin Boyle, Joe Mathis at Lion Workers Local 401 for joining us. I want to thank Ed Loomis from the Elevator Constructors Union. Just unbelievable. Tom Dooley from the Operating Engineers. Just and everybody who came to this event. And of course, Tim, from the Boxing Club. I mean, just what can you say? I mean, and Carlos for being on here. We called Carlos before he even, went and changed. I mean, he just got done fighting almost, an amateur fight, and it was great to join us, and it was great for Tim also Unbelievable stuff.
That's going to do it for the broadcast as we come to you from down at the Local 19 Auditorium here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On behalf of J-Doc, on behalf of everybody here who came out to support this incredible event, a lift for Yvette, and on behalf of the heart and passion that bleeds inside Tim Costello.
Oh, Tim Costello of Costello Boxing. What can you say? Unbelievable stuff.
That's going to do it for Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor. On a Saturday night here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.